So I got some questions for you guide dog users. Kevin Reeves here on a Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a good one. And I'm just sitting in the car waiting for my girlfriend to come out of a job interview here in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I thought I would just throw an audio boo up because I had some questions. I've been with my dog for about 6 months. And there are spots where I do really well. Things like out on the street, you know, places that even though they might be unfamiliar places, they have familiar landmarks, especially in a street where you know when the end of the building happens and you're on the corner, you know, things like that. But where I really tend to get screwed up and I could use some help is if I'm in an unfamiliar place, like today I was in an Arby's. And she was trying to give me directions to the bathroom, and it's a real open area. It was hard to direct the dog because I just don't know where I am. With a cane, a lot of times I felt like I could kind of sweep the cane around and get an idea for, okay, there's the right wall that I need to be at. And that's where she said turn right to go down that way. But with a dog, I feel like with my, you know, right hand or something, I'm just kind of playing gropey McGroperton, and it feels unnatural. So as a new dog user, I'm just kind of, I have these moments of disorientation that are disconcerting. It's not anything about the dog. He's waiting for me to give him a direction, and sometimes I don't quite know what that direction should be. You know, with a cane, you can do a lot of trial and error. You have just certain things that happen, especially the tap of the cane off of the floor will give you some sound cues. So I could really use a good, you know, couple of replies on this. It'd be really cool. 'Cause we do good work, but then, you know, it falls apart if I'm, you know, a little disoriented in an unfamiliar place and I'm just not sure where I'm going. And I hate that. I hate that whole feeling of uncertainty. I like to be in control. I was always in control with the cane. I was always safe with the cane. I always felt like, you know, so again, it's still a new team. And I've been meaning to ask this for a couple months. I just never jumped on here and did so. But the other one, you know, really quick kind of thing would be if you're in a restroom, most restrooms, there is a logical layout because of the way that plumbing has to be run. But when you get in there, a lot of times there's, sometimes things aren't where you think they are. And now you don't have a cane to kind of give you some cues. So again, you're doing gropey McGroperton, and the words grope and restroom should not be used in the same sentence. And so, again, I don't want to be that guy. I don't just walk in there with a handout, obviously, but what do you do? Have you guys come up with some pretty cool things, or do you guys keep a cane around? Do you, you know, is this kind of a when in doubt, whip it out kind of a thing, or real curious? I really love using my dog. I love the team. I love what we do. But I need to get better at some things. So anyway, appreciate any help, and you guys have a great day.